Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
5 link building tips for beginners that help you boost your rankings and get more traffic with Google. Now, when it comes to link building, you really have to understand the basics of this first before you go ahead, because, you know, I've met some website owners who've been building links for years and never got the results they wanted and never really cracked the link building code simply because they never understood the underlying philosophy of how link building works and how to do it properly. So with that, let's jump into exactly how to do it. Now, the first thing I'd say when it comes to link building is that it's about quality, not quantity, okay? You could go ahead and build 10,000 backlinks to your site all in one day. You know, you could hire someone on Fiverr.com and get them to build thousands of backlinks to your site. But at the same time, this won't help your rankings, because if you're building low quality links, that's not going to help you. It's not going to help you look more authoritative in the eyes of Google, and it's simply not going to help boost your rankings, because it'll look like you're just spamming your website with tons of links instead of building high quality authoritative links that actually increase your site's rankings. So, you know, 10 links that are high quality, that are relevant, are far more powerful than 10,000 links that are low quality and very spammy. So it's really important to understand this. In fact, if you build thousands of backlinks to your site all at once, this can actually do more harm to your rankings than good. So be careful about the types of links you get and focus on quality, not quantity. And that brings me on to my second point, which is to build links that are editorially added. And what I mean by this is that you want to focus on links that have been manually added by a website owner because they trust your site, because they like your content, versus automating and building tons of backlinks at scale that simply don't help your rankings, because anyone can get them, right? Okay, so if you can automate the types of links that you're getting, then so can every other website out there. And therefore, the types of links you're getting are not exclusive. And any other site that's, you know, in a spammy industry could go out there and build the same types of links as you. And that's not a good thing, because then you're going to be associated with low quality sites that are building links the same way as you. So that's why I recommend going out, doing outreach, and, you know, reaching out and building relationships with other website owners to make sure that you get links that have been manually added. And when you build links that have been manually added, that's going to have a much more powerful impact on your site's rankings versus going out and automating the whole process. Now, persuading website owners to manually add your link may sound like hard work. It may sound very time consuming. And to be honest, it can be at times, but it's 100% worth the effort, because if you're getting manually added links, then that's a much more powerful way of building links versus just automating it. It's kind of like everyone says, right? If it was easy, everyone would do it. So focus on getting links that have been manually added, that are editorial, that have been built by creating good relationships with other website owners. And when you do that, you'll see far better results with link building. My third tip is that domain rating doesn't matter, okay? Domain authority, domain rating, whatever metric you want to use, it's not going to help your website increase its rankings. In fact, these are just vanity metrics and they don't really help you in the long run. Sure, they can be useful. Don't get me wrong, these have a value. Okay, they're not entirely useless. You can use them to estimate your website's overall authority. But at the same time, these metrics are just vanity metrics. They're not an official Google ranking factor. They're not gonna help you rank higher on Google simply by increasing it. And to be honest, they can be artificially manipulated by building thousands of backlinks. So really, when it comes to domain rating or domain authority, don't worry about that at all. And you'll see loads of people online saying, how can I get my domain rating to DR60 in 2 weeks? And this sort of stuff doesn't really matter. It's kind of like you're getting sucked into a competition to see who's got the highest number when it comes to these metrics, but it doesn't matter. You know, I know websites that are DR10, DR20, DR30, still pretty low domain rating, but get thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of organic visitors every month. So really, I wouldn't worry about this too much. And like I say, these are vanity metrics. Instead, what you should do is focus on your organic traffic. If your organic traffic has grown, that's far more useful as a metric versus using domain rating or domain authority to see how you're performing on Google. Tip number 4 is to make sure you aim for relevance. And what I mean by this is that when you're building links, if you've got a site about fish, don't build links from a site about onions, right? Basically, you want to get links that are as relevant to you as possible. Now, this isn't always possible, right? Sometimes, you know, you're not gonna have enough link building opportunities in your niche and you need to step outside of it for link building purposes. But when you can, focus on relevance. That's a very valuable metric when it comes to link building. And this way, if Google sees that you're getting links from all the experts in your particular industry, then that's gonna be a good indicator of the quality and authority of your site. So this is a very powerful metric when it comes to ranking on Google. And you know, let's say for example, if you have a site about marketing, you want to reach out to all the experts and all the authorities in your industry and ask them for a backlink too. Now, not all of them are going to say yes, but some of them will, and that will help improve your website's rankings exponentially. Really, this is about making sure that your website is seen as an authority in your industry. And when you're seen as an authority by getting links from other relevant websites, then your website's rankings are only going to increase over the long term. And my final tip is to make sure that you're consistent when it comes to link building, because when you're doing this, link building takes time. And as you probably already know, SEO requires patience. This isn't like an overnight win, because if it was easy, like I say, everyone would do it. And also, Google doesn't want websites just jumping from like nothing to number one overnight, because then these sort of sites could just pop out of nowhere. They're probably not very authoritative, they haven't proven their worth, and therefore it could easily manipulate Google's rankings. And instead, Google wants to get the best quality websites ranking number one, number two, and number three on their search engine. So if you build links consistently over time, that's proving your trustworthiness, it's proving that you're a site around for the long term, and it's also showing that you're an authority long term and not just some site that wants quick wins out of nowhere. When it comes to link building, this takes time. It might be 3 months, it might be 6 months, it might even be 12 months before you see results. But in the long run, if you get a passive stream of thousands of potential customers coming to your site, then isn't that worth it? And you know, it's the same with any sort of marketing channel these days. If you're trying to build like a good Twitter following or a good Instagram following, this takes time. You're not gonna get the results overnight. But in the end, those results that you do get over the long term are gonna be 100% worth it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.